Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Kentucky entrepreneur who specializes in photographing, editing, and blogging about weddings has recently filed suit in federal court in Kentucky to challenge a city law that forces her to use her artistic talents to promote same-sex wedding ceremonies if she photographs and blogs about weddings between one man and one woman. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This is another one of those cases, Holly, where these local laws, they may be so-called non-discrimination laws, could be a state law, could be a city law. In this case, it's a local law in Louisville, Kentucky, that adds to the category of non-discrimination right alongside race, sexual orientation, and or gender identity. And then someone like this individual, Chelsea Nelson, who is a person who's an artist, then gets targeted where she wants to do weddings. She wants to celebrate weddings, a beautiful moment between a husband and a wife, a man and a woman to be husband and wife. And that's what she does as a profession. That's what she does as a calling. She's skilled at it. And then someone wants to set her up and say, well, you need to do the same thing and promote a same-sex wedding. And when she says, no, I can't, because that would be contrary to my religious Christian values, she's ultimately targeted. And this is happening over and over again. This has resulted in a federal lawsuit in Kentucky.
You know, and Kentucky, of course, sounds familiar to us as we represented Kim Davis, you know, who would not sign the same-sex marriage license. The same kind of situation, you know, would not, you know, she would not bypass her religious beliefs. And so this whole agenda, which is asking for everyone else to be tolerant, has become so intolerant. And like you said, these cases, you've got the cake decorator in Colorado, you've got other photographers, you've got the florist, all these cases are coming up where they're being forced to ignore their own personal religious beliefs.
Yeah, this is Chelsea Nelson, and she has Chelsea Nelson Photography. As we said, she does photography, she does editing, she does blogging, and it's all about weddings, and it's all about weddings between a man and a woman, naturally. And now the law in Louisville is going to force her, trying to force her to extend that to do same-sex weddings. Well, you know, an artist, they paint or they write or they do photography, they do something artistic, and it is partly an expression of themselves. Mm-hmm. They put themselves into it, whether you're a cake baker or a florist or a wedding photographer, you're literally immersing yourself into that particular event.
And right, you shouldn't be forced to celebrate that.
Yeah, to express that to the best of your ability. And you have to really own it. And you're wanting to work with, in this case, the bride and the groom. Mm-hmm. You want to find out what their interests are. And you want to be able to capture that amazing moment of their lives where they join themselves together as a husband and wife. Now that same person who's a Christian and loves to be able to celebrate weddings and uses her talents now is being forced to do the same thing for something that is completely contrary to her religious core values.
And that's what the First Amendment gives us, is free speech. I mean, you don't see LGBT web designers or photographers being forced to celebrate, you know, biblical marriage, do you? Or do you see Muslim printers being forced to design Christian flyers, do you? You know, so why is this becoming such an issue where those with a Christian faith are being persecuted for standing for their religious beliefs and yet wanting to use their artistic talents to, you know, to agree with that?
Yeah, you know, remember the Moon Church when they used to do these massive weddings, and they would do these huge weddings. Or, you know, you have something even completely different than that. Say you have group marriage, and there are people that are pushing that now, not just polygamy, where, say, a man has two wives or more than one wife, but where you have groups. You have multiple men, multiple women all coming together under what they would consider marriage, which is complete perversion of it. Imagine you being approached and say, I want you to celebrate that. And you should be able to say, no, that's just not something I'm going to do. If you want to paint, you know, this person is like a painter. What if you are an artist that paints and you want to paint weddings, and then somebody wants you to paint something completely contrary to your values? You should be able to simply say no. Mm-hmm. It's common sense. It's the basic core freedoms. She wants to put on her website, and she also wants to put in social media and to talk to her clients or potential clients about her religious reasons why she only celebrates wedding ceremonies between one man and one woman. But the Louisville law considers such communications to be objectionable, unwelcome, unacceptable, or undesirable because of sexual orientation. So she can't even post on her own website from the Bible why she believes what she believes and why she does what she does.
This is wrong, Matt. I mean, this puts every Christian photographer, florist, cake artist, et cetera, it puts them at risk for being the, you know, to having these kind of lawsuits against them and being forced to do this, or they go out of business.
Yeah, and you know, in this particular case, the law has not yet been applied to her. It's a pre-enforcement challenge, but the problem of waiting for the law to be applied is then you become a defendant, and then you get drug into court and you get potential fines. And so with this law in effect, she has preemptively challenged it because it chills her free speech and her artistic expression. And any moment she could see something come in the mail and have some complaint against her and be drug into court. So this is a pre-enforcement challenge. There are several of these coming around the country. It's called Chelsea Nelson Photography versus Louisville Jefferson County Metro Government, a federal lawsuit that was filed to strike down this law under the First Amendment. It's just a matter of time when one of these kinds of artistic cases goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. This particular law is what you would call a public accommodations law, and that means that if you do anything to the public, you can't discriminate on the basis of these particular categories. And obviously, that's always been there with regards to race. But now when you put sexual orientation or gender identity, it becomes a very huge battering ram against people of faith and Christian values.
You know, and I really see it as a persecution of those who uphold Christian values, because it's not like she's the only photographer in Louisville, Kentucky, okay? Just like he's not the only cake baker in Colorado. I mean, there are other choices, but right. I think it's a concerted persecution of someone with Christian beliefs.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, there's 91 photographers online in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, right. So out
there's
of
there's 314 photographers in the state of Kentucky. So people have choices. The problem is that they want to make an example. It's just like Kim Davis.
Right, put a target on their back.
Yeah, they had choices, but they wanted to come after the Christians. And so they're going to seek out those people like Chelsea Nelson and others that have these sincerely held religious beliefs to punish them. You know, the whole movement started off by saying, well, we just want to have a live and let live, just tolerate us, equal rights, equality. It's never been about that. We said that at the beginning. It's about a dominating, competing worldview that has no room for any alternative view, no room for any alternative worldview, no room for any dissent. In fact, to the contrary, they don't want you just simply to be quiet. They want you to be a cheerleader.
Well, these people that are screaming tolerance are the most intolerant against those with Christian beliefs.
If you know of issues that affect family, faith, and freedom, particularly cases where the intersection of religious freedom is at stake in these particular areas, or life, Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Send us an email. Call us at 407-875-1776. That's 407-875-1776. At this time of year, pray for Liberty Counsel as we come to the conclusion of this year. This has been an amazing year filled with lots of challenges, but we also have lots of opportunities. Instead of just simply being concerned about what's happening, pray and act and get involved with Liberty Counsel. You can subscribe free of charge to our emails. We have several different topics or different kinds of emails and our newsletters. You can go to lc.org, hit the subscribe button, lc.org, go to the subscribe button. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.